Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95, Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Right now, they're recharging their batteries, and they gave me the car keys to run the show for the week. They do this about once a year, and then they don't do it anymore. I'm sure it's not because of anything that I do. I'm joined here tonight in the studio on the Big D Show with Zach Ratliff. He's from our church, New Life Church in Arab. He's on the ministry team there. He's going to start us off with a word of prayer, and then we're going to talk a little bit. Zach, if you would, please start us with prayer.
Lord, thank you for tonight, God. Thank you for what you're doing in this place. Lord, we just ask that you have your hand on this show, God. Let your anointing flow in this place. We give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, Brother Zach, you've been on this show before. Your testimony is extremely powerful. You shared it the last time you were here. Why don't you tell everybody who might not know you and might not have been listening before, what's your position at New Life Church? You're over the youth ministry, right?
That's right.
And what's been happening at that church in the last couple of years?
Man, God's just been doing great things. We started with 50 people about a year ago. We're running about 180 people. We had a youth group of about 4 or 5 kids, or anywhere from 12 to 15 kids. You know, it's constantly growing. God's doing some big things over there. It's really amazing to see him work in that way, in that fashion. You know, people are hungry for something different. They're hungry for, they're searching for something, and they're finding it there. And it's just a pleasure. You know, it's a huge blessing to be a part of it.
What do you think has changed? There's always a catalyst. There's always something that starts a chemical reaction. There's always something that starts a movement like this. What do you think it is at New Life?
I think it was, we had a pastor come in who had a burden for souls, and who wasn't just there to teach us heaven and hell, but to teach us to really fall in love with God and to have that true relationship with him. And it's not just a Sunday and Wednesday relationship. It's a constant relationship, you know, and we're all going to fall. We're all going to make mistakes, but it's that relationship where I'm so in love with God that no matter what it takes, no matter what I have to do, I'm going to get to that mountaintop he's created for me. And I think it's kind of just overtaking everybody, not just in the congregation, you know, people outside the church. They hear about what we're doing, they hear about what's going on, and they want to know, you know, they're interested in what we're doing different. And that's the only answer I ever give people, is we're just loving people, we're falling in love with God, and we're doing what God's asked us to do.
You know, I'm a member of New Life, and I'm so proud by the things that I've seen happening in my church and with my church family, and the growth that I've seen in my family and in the families around me. You know, the food bank, we're feeding hungry people. We've got a drug treatment program that's helping people to kick drugs. We've got home churches. There's so much that we're offering. And it makes me really proud to be a part of it, a small cog in that big machine. I know you've got a little bit of a message tonight for us, so I'm going to let you go ahead and get into that, brother.
All right, we're going to start in 1 Samuel chapter 30. We're going to start in verse 3. We're going to go down to verse 8. And it starts, and it says, "So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam and the Jezreelites, and Abigail, the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people were grieved, every man for his son and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, I pray thee, bring me hither the ephod. And Abithael brought thither the ephod to David, and David inquired at the Lord, saying, "Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them?" And he answered him, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." Now we go back and we see that David and his men had come home, and their city was burned, all their family members were taken. They began to weep. They began to lift up their voice. You know, they were distressed. People were talking about stoning him. But it says David was encouraged. And we go through this and we're like, "Brother Zach, well, what does that have to do with me?" And we go back and we see where it says that his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire. And every day we wake up, every time we step out into the world, we're having to battle this constant fire that the enemy's throwing at us. Everything that we do for the Lord is going to be, it's the devil has something else to throw at us. And our sons and our daughters and our wives might not be physically taken captive, but every time they go to work or they step into a school hall or they step into a classroom, there's the attack of everything that the world is trying to come against us, because as in this day and age, the world's not getting any better. The world's coming to a place where what's wrong is now right, and what used to be bad to do is now okay, and everybody gets a trophy, and everybody does this, and you can't say that because you're going to offend somebody. But at the end of the day, when the time of judgment comes, there's not going to be, "Oh, well, everybody's getting this trophy, and you did this, and you did that, and you said this." No, God's going to say, "What did you do?
Right.
How did you protect your family? How did you serve the Lord? How did you go out and try to save the lost? Did you have a burden for souls?" And we go through this, and every day it's a battle of, where are my kids going? What kind of environment are they facing? What are they going to battle on that day? And we get to this point in our life, whether we're in church or we're not, we're always seeking something. We always have that emptiness inside of us. We're searching for that answer. And sometimes, you know, it says David lifted up their voice and they wept, until they had no more power to weep. And we've all been at that place where we're hit rock bottom and we drop to our face at an old-fashioned altar and we just cry out.
But you know, what I take from that, you know, one of the most important things that I take from that passage you read, they are at this low point. They are at their rock bottom.
Right.
And what do? They ask God. You know, rather than, "Oh, woe is me," mm-hmm. you know, rather than, you know, what can I do? They bring God into the equation.
Right.
And as Christians, that's what we should do.
That's right.
With our lives. It's so odd to me that the things you're saying, it parallels exactly what we were talking about before the show.
Right.
You know, things that you've dealt with and things that I've dealt with in my life recently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
You're good. It's good stuff. It's totally true. We have two options. We hit that rock bottom, and it's either we wallow around in this mess that we've created for ourselves, or this mess that we might not have created for ourselves, that we just got life. You know, life gave us this hand, and we just have to deal with it. And you have two choices: to just lay there or get up and fight. And a lot of times, God can't fix us unless we're broken. Because if this microphone's not broken, I'm not just going to take it apart and try to fix it. It's got to be broken for me to mold it and to do with it as I please. And it's the same thing with God. We have to get to that certain spot in our life, just like David. They lost everything. Everything had been taken away from them, and they made the decision of, "Okay, God, I haven't had that relationship with you, but I'm coming back to you, and I'm crying out to you, and I need you now more than ever." You know, they were in a great time of distress. They were getting threatened of stoning. It's the same thing with us. You're not. They're taking prayer out of schools. They're taking prayer out of football games. They're taking, "You can't bring a Bible to this. You can't do that. You can't say this. You can't talk about Jesus in school. You can't do these things." And it's the same thing. We're being crucified for our beliefs, and we're being, you know, we're supposed to have freedom of speech, but yet we're not allowed to talk about Christ in certain areas of our lives. And it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. He began to praise and began to cry out. And that's the same thing with us. It doesn't matter how broken we are, where we're at in our walk with God, what we've been battling, where we're at. And when we start to praise God, it's like this heaviness gets lifted off of us. And the thing about it is, God's always there. We hear the story of the prodigal son. The prodigal son went out, spent everything he had, and he came back just to be a slave at his dad's house. And yet, he came back and the dad was waiting with open arms and gave him a hug and told him he loved him and said, "Let's get him something to eat. Let's get him food." It's the same thing with God. We come back. It doesn't matter how far away we are. We come back and he just wraps us right back up.
You know, I experienced that in my own walk and in my own testimony. You know, I ran from God for 2 decades. you know, I did everything wrong that you could think to do wrong. And I would always say to myself, God wouldn't take me. God wouldn't take me. Look at all that I've done. But the moment I turned back to God, you know, when I hit that rock bottom, and it happened for me when I thought I was about to meet God face to face. You know, that moment I hit that point and I turned back to God, God was right there all along.
That's right.
He never went anywhere.
Mm-hmm. You know, the Word said God holds our right hand at all times. And if God's always holding my right hand, but yet I don't feel His presence or I don't hear the voice, that means that I've wandered off. I've gone into the wilderness and I'm trying to find my own path instead of going down the path that God ordained for me to go down. But like you said, we come right back to it. You know, David said, "Shall I overtake them? Shall I pursue them?" And God said, "Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail recover all." And the thing about it, like you said, you came back to God, and God wrapped you up, and He gave you everything you lost back, plus more. And we come to church, and we come to an altar, or we fight ourselves, because, let's just be honest, a lot of us have been in that point where somebody invited us to church, and we're like, well, once I get perfect, I'll go. Or every time I go to church, the preacher's preaching right to me. You know, or we have some excuse of why we don't want to go. But every single time, we make that decision of, okay, I'll go this time.
Right.
And we get there. And it's not the preacher preaching right to us. It's God wrapping us up and telling us everything we've been questioning, every battle we've been facing, He's giving us all the answers. And He's just wrapping us up in this big hug and saying, welcome home.
Well, you know, people don't go to a hospital when they're well.
Right.
Okay. People don't go to a gym when they're in perfect shape and they've got a six pack. Not that I would ever know what that was like, because thank you there. But, you know, you don't go to a gym because you're in great shape.
That's right.
You know, you have to be here wanting to get to here to go to these places and get some kind of effect.
That's right.
You have to be sick or unwell to go to a hospital and get made well.
Right.
You know, God doesn't get people off of pedestals. He reaches into pits and prisons and gets people at their lowest
right.
and lifts them up.
Right, and that's the biggest misconception that we as Christians make today. You know, when I was starting out trying to get off of the heroin and off the all the nonsense that I was doing, when I was coming to church on Sunday and Wednesday, that was when God was showing me His love. And whenever I stepped out of those doors, a lot of times I would leave God at the church. And
right.
that's where my biggest mistake came into. And it wasn't until I said, okay, I got to take God with me. Everywhere that I go, everything that I do, it has to be God-ordained and God-centered around it. And once I got to that point where it was, okay, this isn't just a Sunday and Wednesday thing, this is a daily walk with God, then things began to work in, you know, work in a fashion of, okay, I'm taking one step today and one step today and one step today. And next thing you know, I've been serving God 2 or 3 years now, and I went from a drug addict to a youth pastor. I'm pursuing my ministry license. I'm doing things for the kingdom that I never imagined doing.
Right.
And it has nothing to do with me. It's all because of God. And God just wrapped me in His arms, and I said, I don't want to leave this.
You know, my wife puts it this way, and it's my wife talks with her hands a lot, and she's going to get on to me about that when I get home. But, you know, she moves her hand up and down from, you know, in a horizontal, or not horizontal, but vertical. And she says, when you get this relationship right,
that's right,
then she changes to the horizontal, then this relationship just kind of takes care of itself.
Right.
When I started listening to God and talking to God and changing things in my life, man, I was a world-class screw-up.
Right.
Okay, things started fixing. They started falling into place. And it's not like turning a key in a lock.
Right.
Okay, it's not like flicking a switch. It takes time. But slowly, you know, gradually things started getting better and better and better.
That's right.
And now I feel like I've been blessed more than I ever could have dreamed.
Way beyond belief.
Like, I have a life now that, you know, 10, 15 years ago, I wouldn't even allow myself to fantasize about having a life like what God's given me now.
Amen.
Because it would just make me depressed.
Right.
Because I never thought I could have that level of happiness and completeness.
You know, and it's funny you say that. It's not just a turn in the key or a flip of the switch. If we go on to verse 10, it says, but David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 abode behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And, you know, that kind of, it reminded me of that verse when you're talking about it. 400 men made that decision of, okay, I'm fighting this battle, and I'm taking the battle to the enemy. We give the devil a lot of credit sometimes, and we say, well, the
Too
devil
much.
This and the devil that, but we have the authority to say, time out. Mm-hmm. Time out. Let me handle this. You have no authority here. Right. You know, but it says 200. And if you think about that, 200 men who had just had their city burned, their wives taken, their kids taken, everything that they had ever lost, they said they're too tired. And how many times do we as Christians in the world say, oh, well, I'm too tired to witness to that person, or I'm too tired to do this, I'm too tired to go to church, I'm too tired to do this or that. But yet, if our kids were out there, we wouldn't get too tired. If our wives are out there, we wouldn't be too tired. Right. When are we as a Christians going to take that stand that says, you know, no matter what I have to do, no matter how I have to do it, I'm getting to that next level with God. I'm going a little bit deeper today, and I'm going to bring as many people as I can with me. And you see, that's what's happening at New Life in Arab, is there's a bunch of people. We're not perfect. We right. all make mistakes. But we're all saying, you know what? I don't have to come to church. I get to come to church. I get to worship God
because of
what he's done to me. I look forward right. to it. And everybody's coming together, and we're saying we're going to go to this next level. And it's not going to be easy. We're going to get tired. We're going to fall. We're going to stumble. But we have each other there to pick each other up.
And sometimes,
we're going to keep on trucking.
Sometimes we'll squabble. Sometimes That's we'll right. fight. Because sometimes that happens in a family.
That's right.
You know, but when I look at my kids, and I've got a 4-year-old and a 6-year-old, and they're the light of my life. You know, and they look at me and say, Daddy, do we get to go to church today?
Right, right.
They're not saying, like when I was a kid, it was like, oh, I got to go to church.
Right.
No, my kids are like, do we get to go to church?
That's right.
You know, we've got a family there, and I'm so fortunate. You know, I thank God every day that he's led me to this place. And, you know, I've seen the growth in your life. You know, honestly, my wife and I jokingly say it, but you were like a frat boy when we first met you. I mean, you were. And, you know, now I see the man that you've become. And, you know, you're leading the next generation, and you're mentoring, and so many people are stepping up and doing that. You know, we don't have the 200 who are left behind saying, well, you know, they took everything from us, but I'm pretty tired, so I think I'll stay home and watch football.
Right, we got the 400 all saying, you know what, no matter where we have to go. And that's the key to it, is it's everybody on board, and it's everybody. When you come into church, it's just a family. It's just love. It's everybody that's happy to see you. It doesn't matter if it's your first time or your 100th time.
Right.
You know, you see smile on people's faces. Everybody's friendly. Everybody's there because, like you said, we're not perfect. We're on this journey of, I just want to be closer to God. I want to see what God can do in my life. And I want to bring other people with me.
Right. You know, there's one of our ministers there. He's a friend of mine, Dean Smith. You know him pretty well. He has a saying that I use it pretty regular. The only thing that's important is where are you going,
right.
and who are you bringing with you.
That's right.
You know, if you run short of money that month, you know what? It's not a tragedy. Okay, mm-hmm. It's a little blip on the radar that 5 years from now you won't even remember.
That's right.
You know. For me, when I turned the corner was when I started thinking long term, okay, how can I affect this? You know, how can I do this for God and not do it for myself? And I'm so thankful to be a part of a group where so many people are doing that, and I'm not having to do it alone.
Right.
You know.
Right. That's a key. It's everybody's getting to that crossroad in their life where they're saying, if I go left, I'm going back to the start. And if I go right, I'm going to where God wants me to go. And everybody's making that decision of I'm going right, no matter what it takes.
Right.
You know, it's amazing to see. Like I said, it's a blessing to be a part of. It's a privilege and honor. Just if you don't have a home church, please come visit us at New Life.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. I believe we're going to go ahead and go to a break. Jay, we ready to go to a break?
That's fine.
All right. We're going to go to a break here on the Big D Radio Show, 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM station.
When a disaster occurs, neighbors and community organizations want to reach out and help. But this isn't always easy. That's where your local Coleman County VOAD can help. VOAD stands for Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. Your Coleman County VOAD serves to coordinate relief efforts throughout the county during times of crisis to ensure no area or family is left unassisted. But to do this, the Coleman County VOAD needs your help. Whether you're an individual, faith-based group, civic organization, or business, your Colman County VOAD needs your help. To learn how you can be a part of the Colman County VOAD, call the Colman County EMA at 739-5410, 739-5410. Email ColmanCountyVOAD@gmail.com or search Colman County VOAD on Facebook. Your Colman County VOAD is volunteer organizations active in disaster.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Colman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Colman Community Band, and I'd like to invite you to join the band. The band was started back in 2005 and currently has around 60 members. We range in age from 18 to 88 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Colman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. The band's season begins after Labor Day and ends in late May. We take summers off. We rehearse on Monday nights from 6:30 till 8:30 in the Colman Middle School band room. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 10th. Hope to see you then.
We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Colman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Colman area and most Colman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Colman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Colman since 1989, Colman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Colman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Colman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Colman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Colman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColmanSportsFit.com.
Attention Colman business owners. You are the people we want to hear from. All of us here at Live 95 want to take a moment to remind you of what life was like before Live 95. Yeah, so we don't want to go back to that. This is just a friendly reminder that Live 95 can help you. If you're a new business just getting started, or a well-established large business, Live 95 can actually help you get tax breaks on your tax bill. Woo-hoo! Hey, we're not kidding. Seriously. Send us an email at studio@live95colman.com today. Or visit our website, live95colman.com, and click on support to find out more right now. Do it. Thanks for listening to Live 95. We're Colman's independent radio. Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Cullman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Cullman.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show on 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM station. I obviously am not Big D. I am not Little D. I am Big C, Christopher Greer, filling in for Daryl and Danielle as they take a vacation, get a little bit of much-needed rest. We'd like to thank Zach Ratliff for the first segment of the show. Zach's a good friend of mine, and he brought the word. Now we're going to bring the rock a little bit. We've got some guests in studio, musical guests this week. These guys are kind of special to me. This is the band based out of Gunnersville. Polka? No, rock, right. This is Crushing Atlas. I used to be a member of this band with these guys, and I love their music. I love listening to them play. Welcome to the studio, everybody. I'll go around and make introductions. On drums, you got Matthew Kinnemer, affectionately known as Thumper. On bass, you've got Brian Carroll, one of the founding members of the band. On guitar, you've got Kaiser Soche. And on lead vocals, you have Mr. Ian Bowden. Actually, on guitar, you have Frankie, but I won't say his last name for legal reasons. The manager of the band is Mr. Steve Kinnemer. So, how's it going, guys?
It's going good.
It's good to finally get you on the radio. I mean,
yeah, we've been trying to do this for a while.
We have.
Chris Danielle would like to join on the conversation from the phone. I guess we can.
Can you patch her in?
Yeah, she's in.
Hey, Danielle, how are you doing?
Hey, Christopher, how are you?
If I was any better, my wife wouldn't be able to stand me.
You tell Zach he did a fabulous job bringing the word.
Oh,
I tonight. That was spot on. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for filling in for me tonight. Hey. I miss all you guys, but I'm having a blast.
You know what?
So I can't complain.
Yeah, you need to recharge your batteries. I'm a little bit jealous because you're down at the beach and I'm not. But
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Have some fun. Stick your toes in the sand and come back ready next week. Zach really brought it.
You know me. I'll be all fired up. I just want to tell you again, thank you, and you're rocking the show out. And, hey, I love Big C. Fits you perfect. Couldn't have got any better.
Thank you so much, Danielle. Have fun on your vacation.
Show. I love you.
Talk to you guys soon. Bye. All right, that was Little D, Danielle. She's normally sitting behind the mic if Big D's not in the house. So you guys get stuck with the C team. Matthew wanted to talk. So, Matthew?
Yes.
That's all you have to say.
I thought you were going to ask some questions or something.
You know what?
You were going to get set up.
That ain't the way this works.
You talk.
Why don't we start out with a little bit of music, guys? Let's do a song, a little acoustic song, and I'm going to let these guys take it away. What are you going to play for us?
Alexandria.
God, that used to be my favorite song.
This is an original song by Crushing Atlas, by the way, people.
It is. This is an original by Crushing Atlas. It was actually on the first CD, 47 Hours. And
everything we're going to be playing tonight is actually original.
And that is true.
Are you asking about me?
Yes.
I had a little part to play.
Just a little part.
So here we go. Alexandria by Crushing Atlas. Take it away, boys. That was always my favorite song that we did. I've never heard it played that way, and I was a member of the band for quite a while. You know, we never even thought about playing it acoustic like that. How can people get in touch with Crushing Atlas if they're wanting to book you guys? You
know, that guy over there.
Steve Kinnemer.
Call me.
Call Steve Kinnemer. You guys got a Facebook page?
Right now, that's mostly what we're doing is Facebook.
Yeah, Crushing Atlas on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. We also have a Reverb Nation, but that is we need some stuff for that.
Well, that kind of leads me into the next question. It's been a while since this band recorded anything. There's been a pretty significant lineup change since then.
Oh, yeah.
When can we expect to maybe see some new music from you guys?
You're going to get to hear some tonight.
Yep.
I'm actually really looking forward to that because it's always interesting to me to hear, like, you know, I write lyrics a certain way and you write lyrics a different way, and I'll
yeah,
hear
as a songwriter, it's always interesting to hear what other songwriters come up with.
Right, and I'll hear a line you do and I'm like, man, why didn't I think of that?
Right. Yeah.
You know, And I mean, it's cool because it's not a competition. It's just different.
Yeah.
You know,
and I say songwriter, but I actually don't qualify myself as a songwriter. I'm a lyricist.
Right.
Because I do not write music at all.
I don't
all.
Either.
Well.
I'd love to, but.
You know.
It's a collaborative experience,
sure,
really.
Sure.
It's the best way you can describe it.
Yeah, and that's the best way to go about it. You know, rather than have one or two guys writing all your stuff, it's best to actually be a band.
Yep.
Well, let's hear something new. You know, what?
Which one? Love and Bones.
All right, this is going to be Love and Bones from Crushing Atlas.
I'm going to sit this one out and let you guys go with it.
That's how it usually goes anyway. This one is usually just me and Frankie.
Sure.
Song. Thank you so much, Kaiser and Ian. I may as well go ahead and bring this one up. There was a wager once upon a time when I was a member of this band, and it was with Thumper. That's Matthew Kinnamer, the drummer. And because of Matthew, no, I take that back. Because of my own stupidity.
Yeah, that's right.
And that's what my wife's saying right now on Facebook. She's typing as fast as she can. It wasn't his fault. It was your fault, big boy. I had to actually get my belly button pierced. And there are pictures to prove it. I had to do a practice wearing a belly shirt, which... Y'all still have the belly shirt?
It's hanging on your mic stand.
That's awesome. You know, that's,
he may need that for a show one day.
For a show one day. And to the people out in Radio Land who aren't watching on Facebook and haven't seen me before, I am someone who should never go within 10 feet of a belly shirt. You know, it's not something that looks good on me.
I don't know. I think it looked pretty good. It looked a little spicy.
Yeah, it did.
You're pushing boundaries there.
Yeah, it did look spicy. So, what have you guys got short term? You got anything booked coming up?
We were looking at Oktoberfest, but we got in too late. So
yeah,
we're an alternate if someone drops out.
Sometime. That would be really cool. I think that would be a venue you guys would do pretty well at.
Yeah. And we also may be getting on the biker rally circuit.
Right.
That can be wild.
Well, we have some irons in the fire. Nothing set in stone as of yet, though.
Right.
Hopeful and optimistic.
Yeah.
Well, the music's there.
Sure.
The chemistry's there. I mean, it has been for a long time. And it's just a question of getting out and letting people see you guys. You know, that's why I wanted to keep saying, you know, if you own a bar or even a restaurant that would be interested in booking Crushing Atlas, hit them up on Facebook. Talk to them.
Sure.
We've got a great local music scene here, but it's hard for people to find venues to play, you know, because that's limited. You know, and I know that we played some Birmingham shows when I was still with the band. You know, I'd love to see you guys go back down to like the Nick or, you know, some of the clubs down there and play a little bit. I haven't heard the new song yet. The new song.
The new song.
Yeah.
The new song that was wrote about this young lady right there.
Yeah, Ian.
Young lady right on Facebook yet.
Yeah, the lead singer of Crushing Atlas, Ian Bowden, and you know, they just welcomed in a baby girl to their family, so congratulations to you guys. 3 months.
Three and a half, I've been corrected.
All right, correct.
Standing out there.
So we're going to turn the mic back over to these guys, let them play another song. And this is Crushing Atlas. What's the name of this?
It's called Ilya's Song. Her name is Ilya.
Ilya's Song.
And if you're a father or a mother, hopefully you feel this.
Don't you ain't got no feeling.
Like a night of love. carry on. Keep your chin held high. Find your place out in the sun.
Very nice, guys. That is a great song. I gotta ask, man, because a lot of times when I write a song, it's like frozen in time for me, what I was doing when I wrote it. What were you doing when you wrote those lyrics?
Driving home from work, carried on into getting home, kicking my shoes off and laying on the bed beside those two out there.
Right. That is such... And,
it just kind of all worked together. Of course, it had a little added to it as it was written with the rest of the band. You know, it's like, hey, sure, well, I could add this here and it'd feel a little bit better. So,
well, Jay, why don't we go to a commercial break, Jay, and we'll come back after the commercial. We're going to do one more song with these guys, hang out a little bit. These are the guys from Crushing Atlas. This is Big C, Christopher Greer on the Big D Radio Show, 95.5. Coleman's only independent FM station.
Are you having trouble seeing your computer screen? Are the traffic signs looking a little fuzzy? Are the things that you used to be able to see looking just a little out of focus? Dr. Wayne Fuller has been helping Coleman see better for years, and he's still located on 2nd Avenue between the Catholic Church and Highway 278. You can call his friendly staff at 256-734-1121, and they'll be happy to get you seeing better, whether it's with contacts, glasses designed just for you, or a low-cost alternative to LASIK. Again, Dr. Wayne Fuller is available at 256-734-1121.
Hello, I'm Gary Taylor, conductor of the Coleman Community Band, and I'd like to invite you to join the band. The band was started back in 2005 and currently has around 60 members. We range in age from 18 to 88 and come from all walks of life. The band performs at several events around Coleman, such as Oktoberfest and the Strawberry Festival, as well as concerts at Christmas and during the spring. The band's season begins after Labor Day and ends in late May. We take summers off. We rehearse on Monday nights from 6:30 till 8:30 in the Coleman Middle School band room. If you have experience playing a band instrument, no matter how many years it's been since you've played, we'd love to have you join us. You can contact me at 256-636-2754 or any band member. The first rehearsal of the new season is Monday night, September 10th. Hope to see you then.
Hey guys, let's face it. We all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. We've spent a lot of time on this. The investigation is finally over. We uncovered several leads, and we have finally found it. We have found what every small business in Coleman has been looking for. Fiber optic quality internet is here. Utilizing cutting-edge radio technology, Cyber Broadband is now able to offer fiber optic quality internet in the immediate downtown Coleman area and most Coleman industrial parks. More information is available by calling Cyber Broadband, 256-734-1077, 256-734-1077, or on the web at cyberbroadband.net.
I'm Ed Horrell, founder of The Kindness Revolution. Today we want to say thank you to the over 62 million in the U.S. who volunteer their time for various organizations. That's a staggering number, 62 million. But according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, that number is actually on the decline, possibly as much as 4% lower than a few years ago. So our challenge this week is simple. Do two things. First of all, if you know of someone who's volunteering their time for a good cause, tell them thank you. Whether it's a soup kitchen, coaching an athletic team, or singing in the choir, why not take a minute and say thanks? But just as importantly, why not take a look and see what each of us can do to volunteer a little time to help a good cause? Causes doing good and in need of volunteers are everywhere, so they won't be hard to find. To learn more, check us out at thekindnessrevolution.net.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Coleman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Coleman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Coleman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors-only exercise plan at little or no cost. Coleman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit ColemanSportsFit.com.
It is the evening of the day.
Welcome back to the Big D Radio Show on 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM station. I'm sitting here in the studio. We've got Zach filming. We've got the guys from Crushing Atlas all sitting around. Brian's amp is starting to act up a little bit, but that's okay. I think we're going to do one more song, and... guys, it's been a lot of fun just sitting here listening to you guys. Honestly, for me, it's been like a blast from the past. And
quit playing with it,
yeah.
Matthew.
Yeah. Quit touching the amp, Matthew. You're all...
Well, I mean, you're close to the door.
Wait,
yeah,
wait.
Put it by the door, too, Matthew.
Yeah, wait.
The mysterious door.
I swear.
You know what
happens. Establish what's going to happen.
Yeah, I swear we can't take him anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to introduce this next song. This song also was on 47 Hours, which you know, was a CD that we recorded in Charlotte, North Carolina when I was still with the band. This was probably one of my favorites. It was written by Chris Wigington, and who else did this song, Brian?
I'm sorry.
Who else did this song besides Wig?
That was just us.
Yeah. The lyrics have been changed around a little bit. I believe I'm going to jump in with Ian on some vocals on this song. It's a fun Southern rock jam song. So, no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, this is Southern Bells.
Sundown, such a nice way in this small southern town.
A nice rain with a nice sound.
Wait for you till you come around.
A southern bells ringing, calling into the town.
People are strong here with a firm background. A honeysuckle blooming, and it's a soft spring. Sitting here waiting for a southern bell to ring.
A southern bells take me home. Back to that place where I belong.
Southern bells take me home
to where I write my song. Yeah, that's where I write my songs. Strong like the people that you meet.
As firm as the red clay underneath your feet.
It's right before me and I can see for miles.
Seems like I'm standing on top of the world.
here where you belong. It's placing in your blood all along. Keep on ringing them southern bells. Keep on ringing, keep ringing strong. Southern bells take me home, back to that place where I belong. Southern bells, keep ringing strong. Keep ringing all them southern bells. Keep ringing strong. Keep ringing all them southern bells. Till you bring me
very much for that jam, guys. That was a blast.
Thank you for singing along.
Hey, man, it was always fun.
Help us remember what all the words were.
Yeah. that's the trials of being a lead singer.
Y'all must have forgot the cue cards, right? To tell him what to sing.
Well, we did. That's the bass player's job.
Yeah.
And the bass player.
It actually was.
Yeah, the bass player, he dropped the ball on that one.
Yeah, it actually was my job. I forgot.
You know what, guys? Thank you all so much for coming in studio. It was really cool listening to you guys jam. Like I said, it was a trip down memory lane for me. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Crushing Atlas, based out of Guntersville, Alabama, a strong southern rock band. Contact them on Facebook, look them up, and keep your eye on these guys. They're going somewhere. We're going to close out the show. I'm going to ask Brother Zach to come back and close the show out in prayer. And then we're going to sign off.
Lord, thank you for tonight, God. Thank you for an opportunity to be in your presence, Lord. Thank you for friends, family, and fellowship, God. Lord, watch over us as we go out. Protect us. We give you all the praise and glory and honor in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, next week we're going to have, I believe, Danielle or Big D back in this chair. They're going to take the car keys away from me again for a year or so. And I'll be hanging around playing some songs on guitar, doing my usual thing. So we're going to close out the show. What's that?
Dad
lets
me drive up the driveway.
He does, only on Tuesdays. We close out this show with something Big D started, and we're going to keep it going. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you and God bless America. Thank you for tuning in to the Big D Show on 95.5, Coleman's only independent FM station.
Broadcasting from a transmitter as powerful as a hairdryer. Hey, we got it on high. This is Live 95. Coleman's Independent Radio, WRJMLP, Coleman.